Most days, Anna's app looks and sounds like a normal person. But what if you could hear her inner thoughts?
Deep, dark thoughts or a sounding board for the typically insane mom?
Right!
Most people keep their diary to themselves.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Not Anna's app.
Dear diary, you know what always seems like a good idea until you're actually there with your kids? Water parks. Now, in theory, they're super fun, until you show up and realize you just signed yourself up to be tortured. There are things that ultimately will always happen. One, you'll lose a kid. Have you ever noticed that the lost and found area for children at water parks is exponentially bigger than everywhere else? That's because you send your kid down a slide or on a lazy river, and 9 times out of 10, you have no idea where they're coming out. So I hope you brought your best Where's Waldo glasses, because every kid in a bathing suit looks exactly the same. And speaking of lost and founds, I hope you weren't dumb enough to put anything in your pockets because your keys are now in a drain somewhere in the Atlantic. And your cell phone? Well, that drowned hours ago. Maybe you're one of those cool people that bought that plastic giant satchel that hangs around your neck like you're at a tech conference and holds your cell phone. Because yeah, absolutely, that's cool and comfortable all day. Or you could just rent one of those lockers. It's $27 an hour. It's a bargain. Next, two, weather. Inevitably, it'll either be freezing cold and you'll have to convince yourself repeatedly that you're not getting hypothermia, or it'll be so incredibly hot that you'll die of heat while you spend 6 hours in one line to go down some ride that resembles a toilet. Oh, and every water park decides that they will build their park on the hottest pavement ever known to mankind. Which brings us to number three, foot disease and problems. Be prepared to have your feet be scorching, as if you're, you know, a Polynesian firewalker, while you gallop from one long ride to the other. Or you could be one of those weirdos that buys the water shoes and then they just track small rocks, dirt, and disease into each pool. Ever wonder where that plantar wart came from? Surprise! It's a gift that keeps on giving. Yep, water parks. Always seems like a good idea, until they clear the toddler pool for the 6th time that hour because of a code brown. Until next time, Diary, Anna.